that she pleases me to do. Don't nobody bring me no bad news, 'cause I wake up already negative and I'm firing up my fuse. So don't nobody bring me no bad news.
And welcome back to Midday. We are now turning to an upcoming production of The Wiz, the Super Soul musical. It opened in Baltimore back in 1974 before it made its way to Broadway the following year. Diana Ross and Michael Jackson starred in the 1978 film adaptation, and next week, Morgan State University is taking on the musical classic in a production that opens a week from Thursday, featuring Morgan State students as well as local singers and actors. Dr. Eric Conway joins me now. He's the director of the world-renowned Morgan State University Choir, and as well, he is the chairperson of the school's fine arts department and a wonderful friend and colleague of mine in the choral music business. Good to see you, Eric.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great. So Morgan is celebrating its 150th anniversary this year, I guess, which is a huge...
I guess we must be doing something right to be around for 150 years.
That's right. Something's going okay.
Yes.
And big productions in the Department of Music and in the Fine Arts Department are not a new thing for you. I remember attending a phenomenal set of performances with full orchestra of Porgy and Bess just
yes.
a couple years ago. So why The Wiz? That's an interesting choice. And
well,
it's a great piece.
I'll tell you, for years I've wanted to do The Wiz. But of course it's a very popular piece, and I know many of the local theaters around have done it recently. But again, this seemed like the perfect piece to do for our Cecil Centennial. It's been a favorite of mine. In fact, I'm a Baltimorean. And I actually saw the first premiere performances in 1974. I was 11 years old, and I remember my parents telling me, "Hey, we want to see The Wizard of Oz, but it's with soul." And we went out there, and I knew it was something extraordinary, even at 11 years old. Although I didn't know it was going to have the run that it had, you know, on Broadway and all that.
And that was even before it opened on Broadway. They were trying it out here.
Of course, I don't know if you knew this, but often Baltimore was the last stop before Broadway. You know, if you say you can make it in Baltimore, you can make it anywhere.
And, of course, you know, having a musical that is an African-American-centric piece in 1974 was incredibly revolutionary. And it's unfortunately still kind of revolutionary today.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you that. And the music, it was so good. I mean, again, the idea, we're talking about the notion of having an African-American musical like this was revolutionary. But beyond that, the music, the tunes are so tuneful. There's such great melodies. And of course, how can you go wrong with the story of The Wizard of Oz? It's a product that everybody already has a warm and fuzzy feeling over. And then, again, to inject it with a little soul is just remarkable.
And, of course, The Wizard of Oz has become huge fodder for all sorts of stuff on Broadway. I mean, you know, there's that the show that's the prequel to the Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. That Chris Chenoweth did, and there's even a sequel, I think. I mean, people are writing things before and after what happened in the Judy Garland movie.
Let me say, I'm sure many people have seen productions locally of The Wiz or across the land, but I say that when Morgan touches it, it becomes extraordinary. It becomes extraordinary, one, because we have extraordinary talented students and extraordinary talented faculty, and right now the director, Shirley Bassfield Dunlap. Again, I don't know how we are able to keep her at Morgan as long as we do. Of course, she's an alumna from Morgan. But beyond that, she's so talented, incredible, and can make a script come alive. And she loves music. So again, and with Melvin Miles, he's our band director, and using this is a great again, I hate using it as a lab for our students. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the opportunities at Morgan for the kids in the fine arts department are really extraordinary. I mean, singing with your choir. I mean, the phrase is, you know, join the Morgan choir, see the world. Because you tour internationally
yes.
every single year, sometimes more than once. I mean,
yes.
you have been to some amazing places in the last several seasons.
Absolutely. Well, and of course, this coming year, we're going to Spain and to Portugal. But again, this is about The Wiz. We have some Only one weekend, unfortunately. I wish it were a couple of weekends, but only one weekend. It's starting.
It opens a week from Thursday.
We have a matinee, but that's almost sold out. I would say, but the official opening is Friday night, March 31st at 7:30. In fact, we're actually going to have...
And it runs that weekend. Yeah.
Yes.
And we'll have a link, by the way, to the folks on the website so they can just come to the website and get all the information.
But get this. The original is Andre DeShields, who's from Baltimore, is actually going to attend this production and make it, I think...
Terrific. And he originated the role?
He was the Wiz. Yes. He had a couple of nominations, Emmy nominations for... his role as the Wiz.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. And he'll be there. And, of course, you know, the Morgan students meet so many incredibly successful, established stars. And Morgan has produced a number of incredibly successful stars in the opera stage, in the musical theater world, in show business in general. I mean, the fine arts department, it's interesting. I mean, a lot of folks... Kids go to school, if they want to travel and see the universe, they join the football team or the basketball team, right?
Yeah.
In Morgan, they join the choir.
Well, again...
I mean, a lot of your choir members are going to be part of this production?
Many will be, yes. And again...
Plus, you've got some folks from the community at large, too, because there's some little kid roles in this,
well,
too. Right?
You got to have munchkins.
That's right. 200-pound munchkins.
And there's a unique Morgan connection here. For instance, follow the Yellow Brick Road. However, again, Morgan's colors are blue and orange. So the Yellow Brick Road is going to have a little tinge of orange in the road. You know, we don't want to take too much artistic license. But again, follow the Yellow Brick Road. And again, as a connection with our sesquicentennial celebration, the iconic song Home. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. Well, people have that same great joy when they think of home, when they think of their alma mater. And again, people will hopefully flock back to Morgan, alums, to come back.
They even come back sometimes to sing with you in the choir. All right, well, it's good to see you, Eric. Thank you so much, and break a leg with this production.
Hey, my pleasure.
Dr. Eric Conway, he's the director of the Morgan State University Choir, as well as the chairperson of the school's fine arts department. Morgan State's production of The Wiz, the Super Soul musical, opens on the 31st and runs through April 2nd at the Murphy Fine Arts Center on the campus of Morgan State. We've got more information on the web, wipr.org/midday. That's it for us today. Coming up on the program tomorrow, WIPR's own resident storyteller Gil Sandler joins me, along with veteran Baltimore Sun editor Fred Rasmussen and WIPR's Ken Jackson. He's the host of In the Mood on Friday nights. And we're going to talk about Gil's new radio documentary called Baltimore in the Great Depression, an account of that historic era in our city's history. Gil's documentary will air tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and he'll join me tomorrow at noon here on Midday. I want to thank the Diz for supplying lunch today for our guests. The Diz is located at 300 West 30th Street in the heart of Remington. They feature signature burgers, wings, steaks, and jumbo lump crab cakes. They're open for lunch and dinner with breakfast served on the weekends on the web at thedizbaltimore.com. Thanks to my colleagues here at Midday for filling in for me last week when I took a few days off. I'm grateful to Bridget Armstrong, Kathleen Cahill, Rob Sivak, Nathan Sterner, and Luke Spicknall. And I'm also grateful to you for tuning in last week and this week and any time that you choose to join us here on Midday. I'm Tom Hall. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.